evening.
各位大家下午好。
My name is Benjamin Ng.
我的名字是 Ben.
And in the next 5 sessions, we will be looking at the topic of conversion and righteousness by faith.
接下来的5堂，我们将会谈到关于悔改与因信称义。
I pray that our time together would be practical.
我祷告呢，这些对来说会比较实际。
Beneficial.
并且给带来益处。
And that you can apply this daily to your life.
并且每一天在你生活当中能够运用在你生活。
But of course, before we get into the Bible,
在我们还没有打开圣经之前,
I'd like to ask you to bow your heads with me as we have a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we thank you for this time that we can come to study the Bible together.
我们感谢主能有这个机会一起来研究圣经。
Lord, I pray that you would grant us the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
主啊,愿你赐给我们你的圣灵。
May he come and teach us and guide us.
愿他能够教导我们,引导我们。
That he may also give us wisdom and understanding.
也能够赐给我们智慧,聪明。
That we may know how to apply the things that we're about to study.
使到我们所学习的都能够在我们生活当中能够运用出来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名的祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
The title of my sermon this evening will be Fear God.
今天我们会谈到的主题就是敬畏上帝。
And if you would, if you could turn with me in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 14.
请打开你们圣经到启示录书第14章。
And we're looking at Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7.
我们会研读第14章第6节和第7节。
This is the beginning of the three angels' messages.
这是三天使的第一位天使。
And fear God is at the very beginning of the first message.
敬畏上帝就是这个信息的开始。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 6.
启示录书第14章第6节。
The Bible says, And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people.
第6节说，我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国各族各方各民。
And then it says in verse 7,Saying with a loud voice, Fear God.
第七节就说，他大声说，应当敬畏上帝。
The very first thing that the angel asks us to do.
这位天使他第一样所要要求的东西就是
is to fear God.
就是要敬畏上帝。
And this is a foundational message that we must learn to apply.
这也是我们最基本的信息我们要学会的。
Before we can give glory.
在我们还没有给将荣耀归给他的时候
and understand the hour of his judgment,
并且明白他的审判
and worship him that made the heaven and the earth.
还有呢就是敬拜那创造天地海的上帝
So what does it mean to fear God?
那么到底敬畏上帝是什么意思呢
Please come with me in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20.
那我们翻开到这个出埃及记第20章
Exodus 20 and verse 20.
20章第20节出埃及记20章20节
What does it mean to fear God?
什么意思叫做敬畏上帝呢
The Bible says, And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not.
在出埃及记二十章二十节这样子说，摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为上帝降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
So what does it mean to fear God?
所以敬畏上帝到底什么意思
It means that we are to sin not.
就是不致犯罪。
So the very first message that the angel tells us.
所以这个信息的开端就这样子告诉我们。
Is a message of victory over sin.
就是一个得胜罪恶的信息。
But let's look at another text.
我们看另一个章节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
在传道书第12章。
And we're looking at verses 13 and 14.
我们会看第13节和14节。
Ecclesiastes is shortly after the book of Proverbs.
传道书是这个箴言书之后。
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13.
在传道书12章第13节和14节。
The Bible says, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
第13节说，这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏上帝。谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And then it says, For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
十四节说呢，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶， 上帝都必审问。
What does it mean to fear God here?
敬畏上帝是什么意思呢？
It says fear God and keep his commandments.
圣经说要敬畏上帝，谨守他的诫命。
So if we are keeping his commandments,
所以如果我们谨守他的诫命，
And it says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4,
而在这个约翰一书三章四节这样说，
That sin is the transgression of the law.
罪违背律法就是罪。
If we are keeping his commandments, that means we are not sinning.
如果我们守他的诫命，就是没有犯罪。
That means we are fulfilling that requirement in Exodus 20:20.
也就是我们已经成就了，已经是得到了这个守了这个信息，在这个出埃及记二十章二十节。
When it says fear God, sin not.
就是敬畏上帝，不致犯罪。
So this is the basic understanding of what we knowWhat it means to fear God.
所以这是敬畏上帝最基本我们所可以学习到的。
In essence, we call this obedience.
我们可以说呢，这是另一句话来说呢，就是顺从。
So the very first call that the angel calls us to is a life of obedience to Christ.
所以呢，第一个天使的信息的开端呢，就是要我们顺从基督所说的一些话。
How? By keeping his commandments.
如何呢？就是要守他的诫命。
And as a result, not sinning.
也就是之后我们只有这个结果，不至于犯罪。
But we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
那我们也知道呢，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
So this experience of fear God is fundamental to us.
所以这种敬畏上帝的经验，对于我们来说是很基本的。
Before we can move on in the first angel's message.
在我们还没有真正继续的在探讨第一天使之后的这些信息。
So how can we obey?
所以要如何才能够顺从呢？
How can we possibly keep the commandments of all of us have sinned?
我们都是罪人，但是要如何才能够守他的诫命呢？
Let us look at some text today that we may understand how to make this practical in our life.
让我们看几个章节在圣经里面，只要这些章节能够给我们一个很好的运用，能够用在我们生活当中。
For I believe that many of us here know that we should keep the commandments.
因为我们大家都知道我们应该守上帝诫命。
Many of us know that God desires us to be free from sin.
每个人我们都知道，很清楚的知道呢，上帝要我们脱离罪恶。
But how can we have this experience in our lives today?
但是今天我们要如何得到这种的经历？
Please come with me to Psalms 112.
我们去到诗篇第112篇。
And verse 1.
在第一节。
Psalms 112.
诗篇112篇。
And verse 1.
112? Okay, 112篇。
The Bible says, Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments.
在第一节这边说呢，你们要赞美耶和华，敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。
When we look at the topic of fear God here,
当我们在讨论到这个敬畏上帝这个题目的时候
，To fear God is not to simply obey His commandments.
敬畏上帝不单单只是顺从他的诫命
，But it is actually to delight greatly in His commandments.
而是要在他诫命得到这一份的喜乐。
Do you know that many of us obey?
有很多人他们顺从
，but we don't delight.
他们却没有那种喜爱的心。
We know that the commandments is good.
我们知道诫命是好的。
We know that we should do it.
我们知道我们必须要去遵守。
But somehow we don't take joy in obeying.
但是很多人却没有把它当成一个喜悦的事。
How can we take delight in obeying God's commandments?
我们要如何才能够会去喜爱？去遵守上帝的诫命呢？
That word delight is an emotion.
这个喜爱这句话是富有情绪性的。
Many times, many of us don't associate delight with faith.
有很多人却看不到这个喜爱和信心 的差别。
We know faith is not an emotion.
我们知道信心并不是一个情绪。
But yet somehow the Lord wants us to take delight in obeying Him.
但是呢，上帝却要我们有这份的喜爱，有这种的感受呢，去敬畏他。
Let me show you some examples.
让我告诉你一个例子。
Let's go to Psalms chapter 1.
我们去到诗篇第一篇。
Psalms chapter 1 and we're looking at verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Psalms 1 verse 1, the Bible said, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
诗篇第一篇第一节这样说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Now watch verse 2.
那看清楚在第二节的时候。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
第二节说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
This blessed man takes delight. He is happy in studying the law of God day and night.
这位有福的人，他昼夜在思念，在思想上帝的律法，因为这是可喜爱的事。
In short, this guy likes to do morning and evening devotion.
也换句话说，这个人他很喜欢在早上，甚至到了晚上，也在做灵修的这个工作。
I wonder how many of us take delight in coming to God morning and evening.
我不懂大家有没有这种的喜爱，这种的喜乐呢？在我们早上和晚上都来到上帝面前的。
But somehow, sometimes we know it's good and it's right to do morning and evening devotion.
我们知道了在早上或者在晚上没有睡觉之前的时候呢，要做这个灵修。
But many times we go, we have to do it by faith because I don't feel like doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
但有些人他们说呢，我要去做，我要去做灵修，凭着信心去做灵修，我一定要做到。
But God wants us to delight, be happy in studying His Word.
但上帝要的就是要那份喜乐的心去研究他的话。
Let's look at another text.
我们去看另一个章节。
Isaiah chapter 58.
在以赛亚书第五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书第五十八章。
And we're looking at verse 13.
在十三节。
The Bible says, If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day,And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words.
以赛亚书五十八章十三节说，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的。而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
The Bible says we can take delight in the Sabbath.
圣经说我们可以称安息日为可喜乐的。
But it says not doing thine own ways.
但圣经说不是做你的私事。
Nor finding thine own pleasure.
不随自己的私意。
And it says not even speaking your own words.
甚至不说自己的私话。
So we can be happy.
所以我们可以开心的。
Not Speaking our own words,
不要说我们自己的私话
not doing the things that we love,
不是随着我们所喜欢的
nor going to the places that we want to go,
不是我们要去一些我们喜欢去的地方
How's that possible?
这哪里可能呢
When I was younger,
在我小的时候
people will come up to me and say, Ben, what are you doing Friday night?
有人就会来到我面前就跟我说 Oh, Ben, 你晚上会做什么事情呢
Let's go out to eat.
我们去出去外面去吃东西吧
Growing up in the church, we always went to church on Sabbath.
在我是在教会的情况长大的，我在教会长大的，所以我经常去教堂。
I obey the Sabbath.
我也守安息日。
But I go, I can't go.
说啊，我不可以去了。
I gotta go to church.
我必须要去教堂。
And even though I didn't go out with them to eat,
虽然我没有和他们出去去吃东西
，My heart wish I could be there.
但是我的心呢，很想和他们一起的出去外面。
I didn't break the Sabbath.
我没有违反安息日。
I obeyed.
我有顺从。
But I didn't take delight in it.
但是却不是那种那份的喜爱去遵守的。
Sometimes I find a lot of young people.
有时候我发现到很多年轻人。
Sabbath afternoon.
在安息日下午的时候。
They're sitting there talking.
他们全部坐在一起，一起在讲话。
And they're talking about what movie should we watch Saturday night.
他们就会谈到像在晚上的时候呢，安息日晚上就是星期六晚上，我们会看什么好不好电影。
Where should we go to eat after sunset?
就是安息日过后要去哪里吃东西啊。
And sometimes if the Sabbath isn't even over yet, and we're driving on the way to the restaurant.
有时候安息日都还没有过去，我们就已经开始驾车就要去到这个餐馆了。
We don't break the Sabbath.
我们没有违反安息日。
But yet somehow we don't enjoy or take delight in it.
但有时候我就是没有那一份的喜乐，没有那份的喜悦啊。
And I believe that if we don't come to this experience of how to delight in the law of the Lord.
而我相信，如果我们没有学会呢，会很喜乐，就是说我们会很喜爱来到上帝面前的话。
We will never have a true experience of real obedience.
我们绝对不能够培养出这个真正顺从的意思。
For I believe many obey.
因为我相信有很多人他们顺从。
But they don't take delight in obedience.
但他们其实都不开心的。
So how can we delight?
所以要如何才能够有这份喜爱的心呢？
Come with me in your Bible to Psalms chapter 40.
我们去到诗篇第40篇。
Psalms chapter 40 and verse 8.
诗篇四十篇第八节。
And we're exploring this question of how we can take delight in the law of the Lord.
我们就要揭晓到底如何才能够在上帝那里得到喜乐呢？
For to fear God is to delight greatly in His commandments.
因为呢，敬畏上帝就是要对他的律法有这份喜乐，有这份兴趣。
So how can we delight?
所以如何才能够有这个喜乐呢？
Psalms 40 verse 8.
四十篇第八节。
The Bible says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
第八节这边说，我的上帝啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
So in order for us to delight in the law of God,
所以如果我们要乐意照上帝的话行的话，
or in this case, the will of God,
也就是在这里说到是他的旨意。
Where must we have the law?
这个律法必须要在哪里呢？
We must have it within our heart.
必须要在我们的心里。
So, if we really want to have this delightful experience, we must know then what it means to have the law of God written within our heart.
所以如果我们要这一份在守他的律法有这份的喜乐的话，我们必须要明白如何把这律法放在心里。
So how can we have that experience?
怎样子才能够有这样子的经验呢？
Please come with me to Hebrews chapter 10.
我们就去到希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10 verse 16.
在希伯来书第十章第十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16.
希伯来书第十章第十六节。
The Bible says, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them.
主说，那些日子以后，我以他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。
This is speaking of the new covenant experience.
这里所谈到的就是新约。
But notice here in Hebrews 10.
我们看一下第十章，在这个希伯来书里面。
It says that we have to have the law where?
他说这律法要放在哪里啊？
In our heart.
要放在心上。
And in our mind.
再要放在我们里面，在英文就是要放在我们的脑里面。
Now where is the mind?
那么脑子在哪里呢？我们的脑在哪里啊？
It's right here.
是在这里是不是？
But where is the heart?
那么心又是在哪里呢？
Is it this one?
是不是这个心啊？
Is this what God is talking about?
是不是上帝所说的这个心啊？
No, my friend.
不是啊。
When God says, I will write the law in their heart, in their mind.
当圣经说我要把我的律法写在他们的脑里，写在他们心里的话。
He's not talking about the heart that pumps blood.
他不是说那个能够输送血液到我们整个身体的心脏。
How is there any benefit that God will write His law on our literal heart?
上帝把这律法写在我们这里的心上有什么益处呢？
That is not what God is referring to.
这其实不是上帝所说的。
The heart is also here.
这个心也是在这里。
But it's a different part of our mind.
但是却是我们头脑的另一部分。
There's a difference between heart and mind.
心和脑有不同。
The mind is referring to the intellectual part of our mind.
脑呢是在专注关于比较知识方面的一部分。
But the heart is referring to the emotions.
但是心呢是比较说到关于我们的情感，我们的情绪。
And it's interesting that God says He wants the law written in both places.
但是很奇妙的，圣经却说呢，他的律法要写在这两个地方。
Many people have the law written in their mind.
有很多人，他们的律法已经被写在脑里。
They know what is right and wrong.
他们知道什么是对，什么是错。
But they don't have the law written in their heart.
但是律法却没有写在他们的心上。
If you fail of the second one, we will fail of having true obedience.
如果我们却在第二样，这个在写在心里面，我们却失败的话，我们就不懂得什么叫做顺从。
Let me give you an example and a reason why.
那我给你一个例子，为什么？
When you walk into 7-Eleven or you at a gas station,
假如说你去到一个购物的一个地方，
and you see these people, they buy cigarettes.
你看到有些人他们买这个香烟。
And when you buy a box of cigarettes,
他们买一包的香烟。
What is written on it?
在上面有写着什么啊？
Of course it's got the brand.
当然它有这个名牌，它的排名哈。
Maybe it's got the flavor of what it is, I don't know.
有不同的品味啊。
But there's one thing they have to put on the smoke, the smoking box.
但是有一些东西必须要放在这个香烟的牌子里面的。
You know what it is?
你懂是什么吗？
Warning.
就是有一个警告。
Smoking causes lung cancer.
就是呢，香烟、抽烟会带来这个肺癌。
And a person will walk in and look at the cigarette box.
所以当那个人买了这个香烟之后，他看着他的香烟。
Or maybe they don't because they do it so much.
他可能没有去看了，因为他们经常都是这样子吸烟了。
But you see, tobacco companies have to put that on there so that people won't sue them.
但是这个香烟的公司必须要把这些字写在里面，使到他们不会被政府告。
So that if a person gets lung cancer from smoking, they can't take the tobacco company to court and sue them for money.
使到他们呢，如果有些人他们抽烟得到的这个肺癌，那么他们就不能够去告这个香烟的公司。
Because they'll say we warned them, it's on the box.
因为他们说我们已经告诉你了，已经警告过你了。
And many people look at this.
那很多人看到这个字。
Smoking causes cancer.
说呢，香烟会导致肺癌。
Open the box.
他们还是开了这个箱子，然后再拿出来就抽烟了。
In the mind, they know that smoking causes cancer.
在他们的心里面，他们知道抽烟是不好的。
But in the heart, they cannot let it go.
但是在他们的心里边呢，却很难的去把它放掉。
Many people intellectually know what is right and wrong.
很多人都知道，在知识上我们都知道什么是对，什么是错。
But emotionally, they cannot give it up.
这在情感上，他们不能够放弃。
In Matthew 12:34.
在马太福音第十二章第三十四节
Just to make sure that you understand that the heart is referring to the seat of emotions.
要去更加的去证明出来呢，我们的心是代表我们的情感。
Let's go to Matthew 12:34.
我们去到马太福音第十二章第三十四节。
The Bible says, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Matthew here is giving an illustration that Jesus spoke.
马太在这本书里面在描述耶稣所说的话。
How can you being evil speak good things?
一个恶人哪里可能会说出好的话来呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Maybe at the beginning when you first get to know a person.
或许在刚刚开始你认识那个人的时候
Oh, they seem like such a nice person.
他们看起来像是个非常良好的人
But as time goes on,
但是当时间过去之后
As you get to know them,
你开始慢慢认识他
Eventually they will show their true character.
久而久之他的真正的品格将会显露出来
How?
为什么呢
Matthew says by how they speak.
圣经说呢他是借着他们所说的你就会知道
Your words will always reflect what you're thinking and feeling inside.
你所说的话总是在反照你心里所想的。
It will reflect your heart, your mind.
它会反照你所想你的思维和你的感情的
情感。But in Matthew 12, it only says heart, not mind.
但是在马太福音第十二章只是说到是心而不是说到脑。
Because this is where expression comes from.
因为这就是我们可以看到发表，它是不是它在发表。
If you come home from a long day of work, husbands,
如果一个丈夫他在工作了劳了一整天，他回到家
，and you go, "Hi, honey,"
他说 "Hi, 我的爱人
"How do you think that person feels?"
你会感觉到那个人会怎么样子感受呢
？Feels happy.
他会感觉到很开心。
But if you walk through the door,
如果你来到门前
，and you go, "Hi, honey,"
说爱人
，How do you think that person feels?
你感觉到他会感觉到怎样子？那个爱人会感觉到怎样子呢？
Sad.
他会知道呢，他是很伤心。
Maybe you're thinking that person had a long day at work.
可能你会想说，这个人一定是做了很累一整天在工作。
But just by how we speak.
所以接着我们如何说话
？It reflects not only what we're thinking, but what we're feeling.
不单单只是会反照我们的思想，同时也会反照出我们的情绪。
And our words will never lie.
我们的话不会欺骗我们。
If you really delight in the Sabbath,
如果你真正的很喜悦守安息日
you can tell,
你可以看得出来
it will come out in how you express your words.
就是你看你如何去说出来关于安息日的东西
Have you met those people that say, Happy Sabbath?
你看到一个人他这样子说哎安息日快乐
And they go, How are you doing?
他说 Hey, 你好吗
Oh, good.
Oh, 很好
Do you really think they feel good?
你感觉到他你是否感觉他们真的是很好吗
Although you say that you're good,
虽然他们说他们很好
you know they are lying.
但是你知道他们在讲骗话
Just by the tone of how they say.
就是借着他们的口音他们的声音就可以听得出
So our heart there is referring to our seat of emotions in the mind.
所以 当圣经说到信的时候，它是在说到我们在头脑里面关于情感方面的。
So the question then is this.
所以问题就是
How can we have the law of God written in our heart today?
如何要把上帝律法写在我们心里面呢？
This is very pivotal, very important to our Christian experience.
这是对于我们每一位基督徒要活出这个生命出来是很重要的一个课题。
If we come short of that, we will come short of perfect obedience.
如果我们缺乏这一点的话，我们就不懂如何去顺从耶稣。
Come with me to Psalms 119.
我们去到诗篇119篇。
The longest chapter in the Bible.
圣经最长的一章。
Psalms 119.
诗篇119。
And we're looking at verse 11.
我们会看，我们会阅读第十一节。
Psalms 119 verse 11.
诗篇119篇第十一节。
The Bible says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
圣经说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
God wants to have the law, his word, written in the heart, hidden in the heart today.
上帝要我们把他的话语，把他的律法放在心里。
The result, we won't sin against him.
使到我们不会得罪他。
To sin means to keep his commandments.
我们没有得罪他的意思就是遵守他的诫命。
And if you're doing these things, you have the experience of fear God.
当我们这样子做的时候呢，我们就能够体验到什么是敬畏上帝。
So we must learn to have this emotional experience as well as intellectual.
所以我们必须要有这一个情绪和理智方面的感受在我们的心里。
See, let me give you another illustration.
让我再给你一个另一个例子。
If you come into a room,
假如说你来到一个房间
，and in this room you have this big sign, it has a no smoking sign there.
在这个房间里面有一个牌饰，写着呢不可抽烟。
I heard that my translator used to smoke.
我知道，我曾经抽过烟。
Before he gave his life to Christ.
在我还没有把握了自己身心交给上帝之前。
So let me give you this illustration between the two.
所以只有。这个例子是关于到我们两个，我们在谈话。
Just imagine that Kenny still smokes.
想象一下呢，我还在抽烟。
He comes into the room.
我就来到这个房间。
And he sees a no smoking sign.
他看到这个牌饰写着不可抽烟。
He goes, Ah, I can't smoke.
哎呀，我不可以抽烟。
Puts a cigarette in his pocket.
就把这个香烟放回去他的。
And he sits there obediently.
他就坐在那里，静静的坐在那里。
He doesn't smoke.
他虽然没有抽烟，我虽然没有抽烟。
The law.
我在守这一个这里的规则。
But I tell you,
我告诉你
God wants to get rid of that law as much as Satan does.
上帝呢要把这个 get rid, like
destroy it.
上帝 you say God want to destroy the law.
Yes.
上帝要把这个律法呢，就好把它毁掉，就好像撒旦要把这个律法毁掉一样。
He wants to get rid of it from off the wall.
他要把这个牌饰从这墙壁拿出来。
Because you see, if I were to come in,
因为如果我进来的话。
And I see the no smoking sign.
如果看到这个牌饰
，I go, oh, no, I don't care.
说、so, ，因为我进来的话呢，我会感觉到呢，我没什么任何问题的。
I don't smoke.
因为他本身呢，他是不抽烟的人。
So even though the law is still there.
所以虽然律法是写在那里
，it doesn't bother me.
但是对他来说呢，这根本没有毫无关系的，
It's、
没有问题。
Easy to obey the law.
对我来说呢，要顺从律法是这么简单。
Why? Because the law is in my heart.
为什么呢？因为律法已经在他心中。
I don't smoke.
他没有抽烟。
That's just who I am.
这就是他的本人的他的性格。
Many of us have the law on the wall.
很多人他们律法都是在这墙壁上。
I can't smoke.
啊，我不可以抽烟。
I can't steal.
我不可以偷东西。
I can't cheat and lie.
我不可以骗。
If that law wasn't there, I would do it.
如果那个牌饰或者那个律法拿掉的话呢，我就去做了。
But God wants the law in our heart.
但是上帝要这个律法要放在心里面。
That you walk into that room.
直到我们走进来到这个房间的时候
，and you obey，
你自然你顺从
，not because of the law，
并不是因为那个律法
，because that's who you are，
因为你本身是谁
，you have the law in your mind in your heart，
你已经有这个律法写在你的脑里，也写在心里面
，and you're not waiting for God to take that law off so you can break that，
啊，当然你不会期望有人会把这个律法拿掉。
So how can we have the law in our heart today?
要如何今天要如何才能够把这个律法放在心里呢
？Let's go back to Psalms 40.
让我们回去到诗篇第四十篇
and verse 8.
第八节。
This is crucial to our understanding of how we can have the law in our heart today.
这对这章节对我们来说呢，就是要去明白 如何把律法放在我们心里呢，是很重要的。
Psalms 40 verse 8.
第四十篇第八节。
The Bible says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart.
圣经说，我的上帝啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
To delight in the will of God is the same as delighting in the law of God.
我乐意照你的旨意行，是同样的是我乐意遵守你的律法。
So this person in Psalms 40 verse 8 takes delight in the law, in the will of God.
所以在诗篇第八节说呢，这个人他是喜乐，他是对于上帝的旨意和他的律法是有这份喜悦的。
What is the will of God?
什么是上帝的旨意？
Please come with me to 1 Thessalonians.
让我们去到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Because we must understand what delighting in the will of God is, so we must understand the will of God.
因为如果我们要知道如何才能够在上帝律法得到这份喜悦，我们也要知道在上帝旨意里面得到这份喜悦。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节。
What is the will of God that we may take delight in it?
要怎么样我们才能够有这一份的喜乐？
The Bible says, for this is the will of God. It doesn't get any clearer than this.
那这边就说到，这是上帝的旨意。
Even our sanctification.
就是要你们成为圣洁。
So if we take delight in the will of God, we're taking delight in sanctification.
所以当我们说我们喜悦遵守上帝律法，就是喜悦我们自己本身会有圣洁的经验。
How are we sanctified?
如何我们才能够成圣？
John chapter 17 and verse 17.
在约翰福音第十七章第十七节。
The Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
圣经说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So when the Bible says in Psalms 40 verse 8 that we should delight in the will of God.
所以在诗篇四十篇第八节说呢，我们必须乐意遵照上帝旨意行。
The will of God in 1 Thessalonians 4:3 is our sanctification.
而这个旨意根据帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说呢，就是要圣洁。
And how are we sanctified?
要如何才能够圣洁呢？
The Bible.
借着上帝的话。
Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth.
取你用真理上帝的话什么成圣，你的道就是真理。
So really when it says delight thyself in the will of God, God is asking us to delight ourselves in studying of the word.
换句话说，当圣经说我们必须乐意的照上帝旨意行，也就是呢我们乐意的去研究上帝的话。
He wants us to take delight in the study of the Bible.
他要我们心甘情愿能够欢欢喜喜的去研究上帝的这本
Now let us go to John 5:39 now.
我们去到这个约翰福音第五章第三十九节。
I want to make an illustration here.
这里要做一个例子。
John 5:39.
第五章第三十九节。
The Bible says, Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
Jesus here says that many of us search the Bible.
圣经说，很多人你们大家都在查考圣经。
Because we want to have eternal life.
因为我们要有永生。
Now, if we study the Bible, we can have eternal life.
当然，我们研究圣经，我们能够得到这个永远的生命。
But Christ said, all the Bible does is tell you about me.
但是基督却告诉我们呢，圣经所说的一切是在见证于关于我。
And I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理和生命。
So many of us, in other words, we search the scriptures because we don't want to die.
有很多人他们查考圣经的原因就是他们不要死去啊。
Some of us are maybe scared of.The burning fire of hell.
很多人都在害怕，因为他们将来可能会被丢进这个地狱之火里面。
And so in our minds, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, I want to have eternal life.
是他们心中里面，我不要死，我不要死，我要阅读上帝的话。
And many of us search the scriptures for that.
所以因为这样子啊，很多人在查考圣经。
But do you know that our motivation to not want to go to hell?
你懂我们有那种的思念呢，就是那种推动的想法呢，说我们不要去到地狱之火的时候呢
，and have eternal life，
而想到说要去到天国有永远的生命
，is not enough to motivate us to study the Bible。
这却不能够推动我们去研究上帝的话。
Other people here that are scared of hell，
有些人他们当然很害怕地狱之火。
Anybody you know when you're growing up you hear these things about hell and people burning or you see it on TV？
有时候你在电视机会看到一些人，哇，他们在地狱里面被焚烧。
And we feel the pain and the heat
我们甚至可以感受到他们那种的样子，那种的疼痛。
And sometimes we grow up with scared of this very thing.
就这样子了，在我们长大的时候，我们就很害怕关于这个事情。
But do you know that us wanting to avoid the fires of hell is not enough to motivate us to study the Bible?
但是你知道，要我们去脱离或者是逃离地狱之火，要查考圣经呢，是不足以帮助我们呢，会有那种心思意念的。
We know that the Bible can give us eternal life.
我们知道圣经会给我们永生。
We know where we can find that is through Jesus Christ.
我们知道借着耶稣我们就可以找到。
But somehow we don't.
但是我们却没有。
You see, Christ knows us already.
基督已经知道我们所想的。
If you look at verse 40.
如果你看第四十节。
It says, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life.
在约翰福音第五章第四十节说呢，你们来到我这里要得到这份永远的生命。
Christ says, you know where you can find eternal life.
基督说，你知道哪里可以找到永生。
Where is it?
是在哪里啊？
It's in the Bible.
是在上帝的话里面。
Because the Bible tells you about me.
因为圣经告诉关于我的事情。
But Christ says, but you will not come to me that ye might have life.
但是基督说，你却不来到我这里能够得到永远的生命。
Our desire to have eternal life is not enough to motivate us to go and study the Bible or go to Jesus.
我们那种要去到天国要得到永远生命的这种想望呢，不能够推动我们去研究，甘心先去研究上帝的话。
Verse 41 of John 5.
在约翰福音第五章四十一节。
It says, I receive not honor from men.
他说我不受人的尊重。
But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you.
但我知道你却没有上帝的爱在你心里。
Why is it that we don't study the Bible when we know where we can find eternal life?
为什么我们没有去研究上帝的话，知道有永生在里面呢？
It's not because we don't want eternal life.
并不是我们不要永远的生命。
It's not because we're afraid of hell.
并不是因为我们害怕地狱之火。
The reason why we don't go to Christ,
我们没有来到基督的原因呢？
It's because we don't love him.
因为我们没有爱他，不爱他。
That's a simple fact.
这是很简单的一个实事。
Why don't we study the Bible as we ought to?
为什么我们不去研究圣经，像我们之前这样子研究呢？
Why don't we take delight in this book that can give us eternal life?
为什么我们研究圣经说没有那一份喜悦的心呢？
Simple answer.
有一个很，这是一个很简单的答案。
We don't love Christ.
因为我们不爱基督。
We don't love him.
我们根本都不爱他。
If you've been in a relationship before,
如果你曾经有过一段的恋爱的这种的经验，
sometimes even if you're in the same town,
有时候甚至在同一个镇里面，
you like to write letters,
你也会写信，
little love notes,
或者是写一些小一些几个字的一张纸，
and when that other person receives it,
当那个人他得到这张纸的时候，
it's so special to them,
对他来说是非常甜蜜的。
That sometimes they read it 3-4 times.
有时候他会读三四次。
It's like, oh, my heart, it just feels so full whenever I read this letter from my loved
one. 我的心是，我好像开始好像要飞到天上去那种感觉了。
And we'll read it over and over and over again.
一再读，又再读，又再读。
But it becomes so special to us because we love them.
为什么这些纸条会这么的特别？因为我很爱那个人。
Love according to the Bible is not an emotion.
Love is not an emotion. No.爱并不是一个情绪，
It's a principle.
而是一个原则。
But out of this principle of love,
而这爱的原则里面呢，
we can take delight.
能够给我们这种甘心情愿的心去顺从。
We can be happy in coming to study the Bible.
我们研究圣经的时候呢，会有喜乐。
So let us retrace our steps briefly.
让我们再一次的步骤性的去看看一下。
God wants us to delight in His law.
上帝要我们乐意的去遵守他的话，他律法。
And we discovered that in order to delight in the law, we must have the law written not just in our mind, but also in our heart.
而我们也发现到呢，要喜爱律法，不单单只是写在我们的脑里，也要写在我们的心里。
Taking delight in the will of God is the same as taking delight in the Bible.
喜爱上帝的旨意是喜爱阅读圣经是一样的。
And how can we delight in that?
但是要如何有这个喜乐这喜爱呢？
If we love Christ.
如果我们爱基督
Do you love Christ?
是否我们爱耶稣呢？
You don't have to say yes or no.
你不用回答是有还是没有。
Because the evidence of your love to Christ is this.
因为你爱基督的证据是这样子的。
That you'll take delight in studying His Word.
就是在你阅读圣经的时候，你会有喜乐。
Because in His Word you will find Christ.
因为在他的话语里面，你会找到。
In His Word you will find eternal life.
你会找到永远的生命。
In His Word you will find joy and delight that nothing here on this earth can give you.
他的话语在你心中能够产生这种喜乐呢，是其他世界上 各种不同的书所不能够给你的。
Love is the foundation.
爱是根基。
So the question is this.
所以问题是这里。
I'm honest.
很坦白的。
Ben, I don't love Christ.
Ben, 我不爱基督。
So the question we must ask ourselves is this.
所以我们要问我们这个问题就是。
How can we have love for him?
我们要如何去爱他呢?
Where can this love experience come from?
这爱的经验怎样子会来到我们身上呢?
That we may learn to fear God.
使我们学会如何敬畏上帝。
Taking delight in obeying him.
能够顺从他的时候呢，有这一份乐意的心。
In the next session, I will address that.
在下一场我们将会谈到。
But I want to show you that it is important for us to understand this delight.
但我要告诉你的，在这堂课里面告诉你的东西就是呢，要明白这个喜乐的心，这种愿意的心是很重要的。
That emotionally you can be happy in serving God.
直到在情绪方面，在你的情感方面，能够很开心的去顺从上帝。
Because I grew up all my life in the church.
因为我从小在教会长大。
And it was just such a routine.
有时候会感觉很规律化的。
That somehow we know we have to do it.
就是这样子，我们感觉到呢，我们必须要这样子去做。
We know it's good to study the Bible.
我们知道研究圣经是很好的。
We know it's good to pray.
我们知道祷告是很好的。
We don't like it.
但我们就是不喜欢呐。
It's not fun to us.
并这我们不喜欢的感觉不好的，不想做的。
The answer is found in how we can love Christ.
它的答案就在你是否有爱基督。
So to fear God is to take delight in obedience.
所以呢，要敬畏上帝，就是要乐意的去顺从他。
But I want to show you another experience.
但我要给你知道另一个经验。
Of what it means to fear God.
什么意思是敬畏上帝？
Please come with me to Genesis chapter 22.
我们去到创世纪第二十二章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪第二十二章。
Is the story of Abraham.
是说到关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
And his only son Isaac.
还有他的唯一的独生子就是以撒。
This is the first time in the Bible you'll find the word fear God mentioned.
这是圣经第一次有这句话，就是这个敬畏这句话在这圣经出现。
In verse 1 of Genesis 22.
我们从创世纪22章第一节开始。
The Bible says, And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
这些事以后上帝要实验亚伯拉罕就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里
And he said take now thy son thine only son Isaac whom thou lovest and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of
上帝说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去我在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
God wanted to make it clear that Abraham understood what he said.
上帝要我们知道呢上帝他怎样子去呼召怎样子去告诉亚伯拉罕。
He said, take your only son, the one that you love.
他说呢要带你的儿子你所疼爱的儿子。
And offer him for a sacrifice.
然后当成燔祭来献给我。
Verse 3.
第三节
It says, And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him.
亚伯拉罕清早起来背上驴带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒。
So Abraham rose up and he obeyed God.
所以亚伯拉罕他就起身他就顺从上帝。
Let me ask you this question.
我问这个问题。
Did Abraham take delight in obeying God here?
是否在这里可以看到亚伯拉罕他很情愿很乐意的去做这事情。
God said, I'm going to sacrifice my son. Yes.
他会不会想说呢？哦，上帝啊，我牺牲我的，要献把我儿子献成燔祭，哇，很好。
Was he happy?
是否他很开心呢
？What do you think?
你认为怎么样子啊
His heart must have been so heavy.
他的心一定是很沉重。
He must have been wondering, God,
why do you
want me to sacrifice?
他可能在想，哦，上帝，为什么你要我献上我的爱子？
But in spite of that,
但是不管如何这些事情，
Abraham still rose up to obey.
亚伯拉罕还是起身去顺从上帝的话。
Of course, he takes his son all the way to the mountain which God chose him.
他就带他的儿子去到上帝所指示的山。
And it says here in verse 7.
来到第七节这本书。
Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
I'm sure it must have pierced the father's heart to hear those words.
我相信这一句话，这儿子所问的这句话，非常刺痛他父亲的心。
I'm sure Abraham must have faltered one step. He almost fell over.
我可以想象呢，亚伯拉罕呢就快要跌倒了。
Where's the sacrifice?
那羔羊，我这燔祭在哪里呢？
He couldn't bring it to say, Isaac, you're the sacrifice.
他很难说出来说，哦，以撒，你就是那一个羔羊。
But he said, God will provide a burnt offering for them.
他说呢，上帝必预备这个做燔祭的羊羔。
Of course, we know the story.
我们也知道接下来的故事。
Isaac cooperates with his father.
以撒就跟从他的父亲所说的。
As Abraham reveals to him what God has asked him to do.
然后亚伯拉罕就把这份顺从展示出来。
But then it says in verse 10.
但来到第十节。
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I.
十一节说，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。
Verse 12. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God.
十二节，天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手。一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏上帝的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你的独生儿子留下不给我。
When Abraham was about to kill his son,
但亚伯拉罕就快拿刀伸起来要杀他儿子的时候，
It was only then that God said, Stop, now I know that you fear me.
只有在那个时刻，上帝才说，现在我知道你是敬畏我。
What does it mean to fear God here?
什么意思是敬畏上帝呢？
Abraham did not take delight in wanting to kill his son.
亚伯拉罕要把自己儿子献给上帝，他根本是不情愿的。
He wasn't joyful that God had given him a command and now he's going to do it.
他没有那种的愿意和喜乐，有那种喜爱要去遵守上帝所给予他这样子的事情。
All the way, I'm sure Abraham must have been thinking.
我相信在一路上，亚伯拉罕一直在想。
He must have been wondering.
他一定在，他在很，他是感觉很困惑。
But in spite of how he felt,
但是不管他的心如何的去想，
He still obeyed.
他还是顺从。
This lesson is very important to us.
这一个功课对我们很重要。
That we must learn to obey in spite of how we feel.
就是不管我们的情绪是怎么样子的感受，
on
我们还是要去顺从。
On one hand, God wants us to be happy and delightful in obeying.
在一方，上帝要我们要有喜乐，甘心去顺从他。
But there will come a time when God's requirements.
但会到一个时候呢，上帝会给予我们一个就是给我们一个命令。
May cause some stress in our life.
可能会在我们生活当中会起一种的压力。
A student in high school.
好像学生在大学的时候，他们在中学的时候
，exam on Sabbath.
他们在安息日有考试。
And we question.
我们就在问
God, why?
哦，上帝，为什么？
Why do you have to have this exam?
为什么你总是要把这考试放在安息日的时候？
Sometimes we ask and we question and we want to know the answer.
我们有时候一直在问，一直在埋怨，要找到答案。
God, if I don't go to this exam,
哦，上帝，如果没有去到这一个，没有去考试的话，
How can I be a good witness? Because I have bad grades.
如果我没有得到好的成绩，我怎么可以为你做见证呢？
How can you want me to fail?
你哪里可以让我这样子失败呢？
Or sometimes we sit there at the coffee shop.
有时我们会坐在这个餐馆里面，
And we
餐厅里面。
Say, Why is caffeine bad?
我们在想为什么咖啡不好呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
And we don't want to take the research into finding why caffeine is bad.
而我们也不要找任何的这个危机呢，去探讨到底是不是好是不好。
We see that there's a lot of good benefits for caffeine.
但是我们可以看到呢，这咖啡因啊，有其他的好处、啊。
It keeps me awake.
它能够使我精神起来。
Helps me to do my work.
帮助我能够更加顺利的去工作、啊。
God, why do you want me to give up caffeine?
但是上帝，为什么你要我放弃这个咖啡因之类的饮品呢
？And sometimes we demand all these answers.
有时候我们一直强调，我们一直要。知道这个答案是什么
？And when God doesn't answer，
但上帝没有回答我们的时候
，We don't want to follow Him，
我们就不要顺从他。
From the time that God said Abraham, take up your son，
从上帝吩咐亚伯拉罕带你儿子的时候
，The voice of God never came back to him until he had the knife over his son's head。
上帝就没有再和他说话，直到他拿刀伸起来要杀儿子。
God does not always say you will have fun。
上帝有时候他没有跟你说呢，要顺从他是很喜乐的事情。
But there will be instances in our life.
有时候在我们的生活里面
，that we will have to exercise faith.
会有这样子的一个事件，我们要呢去运用我们的信心。
Even when our emotions are fighting against.
虽然我们的情感和我们的思想正在挣扎当中。
And instead of asking why God give me an answer.
与其要去问到底你的答案是怎么样子
，We must learn to obey.
我们必须要学会如何去顺从他。
But we will never learn to obey.
但是我们不会顺从他。
Until we have learned to delight.
直到我们学会甘心乐意喜悦的去遵守。
For the experience of Abraham.
对于亚伯拉罕的经验
，His obedience was based on his trust in God.
他的顺从是基于呢他对于上帝的那个信赖。
And we can only trust somebody that we love.
而我们只能够去信赖、信靠我们所爱的。
And we can only love somebody that we know.
而我们只能够爱那个人是我们所知道的那个人。
Can you see both of these? The foundation is on the love of God.
你可以看到这一切的根基就是建在爱这句话。
It is essential that we understand how to love God today.
要明白爱上帝呢是非常重要的。
If we understood this experience in its truest sense,
如果我们真正去明白它里面的含义的话
，we would find it a delight to obey.
我们就会发现到我们的顺从是出自于喜悦、喜爱。
Would find it a delight to fear God.
我们就会喜爱、敬畏上帝。
Do you love God?
你是否爱上帝
？If you don't, it's okay.
如果没有的话，不用紧。
At least you're honest with yourself.
至少你对自己坦白。
For if you love God but you don't,
因为如果你不爱上帝的
，you're deceiving yourself.
而你说你我其实在爱上帝，你其实是在欺骗自己。
And you can never come to this experience in true obedience with Christ.
而你绝对不会来到有这样子的经验，就是甘心情愿去跟随顺从上帝。
So in the next session, we'll be looking at how to love when we don't.
所以下一堂课我们会探讨到呢，当我们没有那一份喜爱的心的时候，要怎么办呢
？What is this message? Fear God.
这个信息，今天的信息就是敬畏上帝。
That forms the foundation for our whole Christian experience.
它是我们一切基督徒经验的根基。
It's useless to know what day is a true Sabbath.
知道呢哪一天是安息日呢是无用的。
It's useless to know when judgment began.
要去知道什么时候审判的开始是没有用的。
It's useless to know who the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast is.
去知道到底这个敌基督或者是兽的印记是什么是没有用的。
If we don't fear God.
因为如果我们没有敬畏上帝的话，一切都是无用的。
It's my prayer.
所以这是我的祷告。
That we will learn how to fear God.
我们会学会如何敬畏上帝。
So you don't want to miss the next session.
所以下一个在场你绝对不会错过。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主。
Because you know us so well.
因为你是这么的明白我们。
That sometimes when we don't even want to admit it,
有时候我们来到一个地步，我们不要承认。
Your Bible speaks to our hearts.
但是你的圣经却在我们心中说话。
And somehow deep down inside,
就这样子在我们的心底层里面。
Even after all the truth that we know.
虽然我们知道这一切的真理
We're finding it hard to love you.
我们却感受到我们有这个没有邪恶的心去跟随你
But Lord, may you give us all that true experience of fear God today.
Oh, 主啊，愿你今天帮助我们能够去经验如何去敬畏你。
That we may come to delight in the study of your word.
使我们能够喜爱阅读你的话语。
So please continue to be with us all here.
主啊，继续的与我们同在。
That the Holy Spirit may continue to work in our hearts.
而圣灵能够继续在我们心中工作。
That the message of the first angels may become true in our life today.
使到第一位天使的信息能够在我们的生活是变成一个真实的经验。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣灵的祈求。
Amen. Amen.